Blog Talk Radio.
Midnight for them. Some of them.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
That'll be the song thing that I didn't turn on. The audience is very silent.
Can't you turn it on?
Well, it's a little late now, isn't it?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're in rare form. Hope you are, too. It's Thursday, at least where we are. Where you are, it may be Friday already. Anyway, yes, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor for the next... Oh, you guys are a day late and a buck short, but I'm going to let you get by with it because I love you all.
Long time.
Yeah. You might think, well, she only deals in love. Not so. We cover everything. I mean, even how your pet is feeling.
Holy
if you think something's weird with your kitty cat or your doggy, or I don't know, I haven't done birds yet. Or frogs.
Ribbit.
Or what are those big, what Max was?
An iguana?
Yeah, I haven't done those.
No reptiles?
But I have done a horse. And boy, he was a chatty fellow. Anyway. So don't get hung up on the love thing. Oh boy. So all of you, just be aware that I am using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. I'm holding them up for our Facebook watchers who are catching the live streaming. Whoops, that is happening.
We got some cards, Dan.
Facebook Live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So if you want to see us in action, that's the place to be. And yes, a card did fall out of the deck. And that has meaning if it falls to the floor. So anyway, just bear in mind, this is not tarot. This is not Oracle. Well, he's going to be doing angel cards.
I am.
But it's not any of the myriad of other methods that are out there, and they're all amazing. I just haven't learned any
and
of
this
them.
Is just, I just do a one card flip.
That's Jimbo Baggins speaking to you.
She does hers. She spreads them all out.
Yeah.
This is a quickie little one card at the end of your reading, so don't hang up.
Yeah, so stay with us. So I'm not going to talk too long because we're building a list here that's almost enough to choke a horse. And I know you all would...
I don't know where that came from.
I have no idea. We're going to have to look that up.
What do people want to choke horses for? Or maybe it just takes a lot to do that.
Maybe with hay?
Because they can eat so much. It's hard to do. But anyway, let's not drift.
So I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo Baggins, and he is going to give you the details, tips on how to talk to us on your cell phone.
Yes, we have to do that. That's very important, and I'm adding my list. You call in on the number. Many of you are already there listening. I've checked it. I made sure everything's okay. We're running smooth. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in on your phone, or you can Skype it, and we do get the Skypers.
Yes.
You call in, you'll go on hold, it tells you that, and you'll hear the show. Everything's cool. And I just did it just to make sure everything's good. Important part is when we go to you for your reading, please get off speakerphone and Bluetooth if you can. If you can't, we understand. Watch your background noises, stop multitasking, relax, chill. All these things I tell you is because your phone call's going through the internet service and back to the internet, coming out our speakers, it can be pretty degraded at times. So please be... Try to make that call like you're talking to like the president or something, you know, and you're trying to get a pardon. So,
did you change our connection?
What do you mean change your
connection? Well, not whatever you do, the magic you do.
Well, if I wouldn't have done that, we'd probably have an audio problem. So, yes, I did do that.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay, well, since I've been derailed now, I got to think where I'm
at. No.
All right. If we will occasionally give our little our international folks a little bit of love that can't call in, and we'll open the door when we open the door to ask. There's no automatic hold systems. You can't messenger us until we ask. So the international folks, when we say so, you can messenger Deborah Lee, and you have to be friends with her. Only when we say so.
And then you will come through on this, which is the Facebook portal for Messenger. I think that's how they say it, Facebook portal for Messenger. Anyway, you can just use audio. You don't have to go video. In fact, Jim has said that the connection's probably better.
There's a better chance that you're going to run into less problems if you go audio.
And we just wanted you to see it so you'd see how you're going to talk to us.
But we have people that video, and then we have no problems from the UK.
Absolutely.
So it's just, I would say video in, and if we got a problem, we'll tell you to call right back on audio. I think that's the easiest.
So,
but unless you don't want us to see you, that's your preference.
I just want you to know that nobody else will see you.
Nobody else will, and it's your preference.
Your day to become an international star.
Reality TV star.
Yeah, there you go.
A reality Facebook star. Well, I don't know how many of those are. Okay, I think the time has come.
Oh, it has.
First of all, we want to remind everybody that the show is for entertainment, informational purposes only. Just bear that in mind.
Let's put up so people don't get crazy. And they got a great reading, and then they run out and go and, you know, they go nuts.
Or even if they don't, they just think that we are legally bound to everything that happened here, and that's not how this flies. So you're not. Don't call up your lawyer after reading and say, I got these people. No, you got, ain't got squat.
No.
Yeah, we tell you that right now. All right. We're going to start with our first caller, area code 541, which I believe is in Oregon. 541, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Well, hi. Thank you. What? And I am from Oregon. My name is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
I'm caller. Hi.
Oh, well, we've got to give her like a little standing ovation.
Yeehaw, yeehaw.
First-time caller. We love our first-time caller.
So, yeah, first-time caller is our first caller.
Yeah, hi. So we want to make you feel very comfortable.
Well, thank
you. And what we'd like for you to do, Nancy, is give us some details about the situation you are planning to ask reading for.
And it's on any subject you want.
Yes.
Okay. Well, over 2 years ago, I lost my husband, and we were married for 20 years.
Oh.
And I'm just kind of, it's taken time to mourn and go through all the changes and everything. But I was just curious if you see in the future meeting a companion or even some adventurous friends.
That's a good question.
I like the sound of that. And first of all, Nancy, I've got to tell you, my heart goes out to you. I lost my husband of 20 years almost 4 years ago, and I don't know what kind of advice or support you're getting, but it's not a thing that the flu. It doesn't run its course and you're over it. It's more like waves. Do you feel that, where there are a lot of days you feel okay, and then all of a sudden a wave of grief will come over you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's very unexpected.
Now, I've been decluttering, or as my sister calls it, decrapping my house. You know how you build up all this stuff, and I'm finding all kinds of his treasures, his favorite boots, jackets, you know, and every time you run into something like that memorabilia wise, it kind of causes you to pause and shed a couple tears. So you're looking for a nice companion.
Yes, for the future companion / could be,
but not
could be love, but not necessarily, just something.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, or did you just find this on Blog Talk, I'm assuming, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Yeah, well, we're glad that you called and held, and I know that you held for a while.
Oh, yeah, she was on there by, like, quarter to.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yes. Well, your patience has paid off because you're caller numero uno.
And that's the way to do it.
Yeah, then you know you got. Because we get lots of callers sometimes on the show, and we'll extend it. But a lot of times near the end, we got to pick up the pace. So when you call early, you get a little
more.
Get a little more extra love.
No, I am laying out your cards, Nancy, and I usually explain to especially newcomers at this point, that I'm using a 24-card layout. This isn't just like a quickie random draw. I'd rather use the layout that I use in my private sessions. The only difference is on the show, we only do it one time due to time constraints.
Because we have a lot of people. We have a lot of people. If you'd arranged for a private reading, you could have it for a block of time, just one-on-one. Also, at the end of your reading, you will be getting a quickie one-card reading for the angel cards. So Don't hang up when she's done. When Deborah's done with you, do not hang up.
I'm sorry. This hasn't happened in a long time, but I have to relay them. I miscounted.
Oh, Stacey was doing a little bit too much side talking.
Jive talking.
Well, I don't want to just try and cover up my mistake.
Well, no, you can't. Unless you catch it early enough and you can kind of backtrack a little bit.
I tried and it wasn't going to work. So this, we'll do this real quick again. And Jim will talk. Talk, Jim, talk.
I am actually not a parrot, but I got some, well, I missed some details, so I apologize. I'm probably going to ask things that you've already said because I was multitasking and getting ready for the show and stuff. So how many years has it been?
Two.
Over two.
Okay.
A little over two.
Sure. And I'm assuming you both lived even still then in Oregon, right?
No, actually, California. I made a whole new life change afterward. I moved to Oregon. So they sold the house. Actually, the house went to his daughters. And I moved in with my daughter in Oregon. Now I live in my own apartment. And my daughter and their family moved to Oklahoma now. So I'm totally on my own.
Well, you aren't going to be for long. I'll tell you that from your card.
Oh.
Yes. You are going to find yourself developing a very nice social, sphere, social network.
You know, that makes sense. But she's living in an apartment, so you just are constantly walking by people.
Well, take a look
in the
here,
apartment
Jim.
World too.
I don't see a single woman in this layout.
Are you working full-time, part-time?
I'm retired.
Oh, you're
I'm
retired.
Up there in the ages. Oh, yes.
I'm with you. I got you. I understand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, boy, Nancy, you're going to be beating them off with a stick because you got five, and they likely represent five more and five more. You come through as a wonderful companion, very energetic. You like to... you're open to activities. You're a guy would find you a dream come true.
So she's not boring by any means.
No, heck no. And would you mind if I asked your age?
I'm 71, so it's got to be an older guy. I don't think I'm going to attract any younger guys.
That's relative, though.
You do not have the cards of a 71-year-old lady. You have the cards of like a 50-year-old.
I was always told that.
You need somebody that's going to keep up with you. Some old guy's going to want to just like be in a recliner. And I just don't see from your reading that would make you happy. But I want to tell you that there are amongst these five, one here is very much close to, as far as time-wise coming into your life. Nice guy. He likes to socialize, and the only red flag I see at all, first of all, he's going to be very much marriage-minded, or at least let's go long-term, like in a full-on commitment, is that maybe he drinks a little too much, and that might be something where you'd want to say, hey, I don't want to go drinking all the time, or if we go out to dinner, one or two, because I'm getting the feeling his lifestyle has been very solitary, where he's likely gone and just sat in a bar. And
that's kind of what they, they do.
He's dreaming of more, too. But I wanted to mention him because he seems to be very likely the first one that's going to come on the scene. Do you know what love bombing is, Nancy?
I'm not sure.
Don't.
That is, I'm too old for that.
I don't know either. So
it's a newish term. And Nancy, you're only a couple years older than me. I'm 65. And I'm trying to keep up with all this young talk, because I do give readings to very young people.
The terminology.
Yeah, the love bombing is somebody that comes along and it's like in two dates, they're like, oh, Nancy, I'm in love with you.
Oh, it's like a Klingon, I call them.
Yeah, and this is
just
shower you with love and affection
she don't want
and
that.
Presence. And this is actually like a disorder. And this would be somebody who on the flip side would be jealous, possessive.
Yeah, they'd be broken. They're broken.
So I want you to be aware, as in the meeting of all these different men, you want to make sure that you're very selective.
You don't want no broken dudes.
No, there's a, right. No, and you don't need that. You're broken enough from losing your husband of 20 years, you know.
Oh, no. In fact, I'm better off on my own than have a broken dude.
Got it. You got two there other very nice men coming along. One is very much like my late husband. He's characterized by a heart, the King of Hearts, and this makes them, oh, they're love bugs. I mean, not like the other guy who's a love bomber. This guy is more for you, like a cheerleader for you, wanting to make you happy. My husband was a very giving, loving man. And, you know, the world lost somebody real special when he went to the afterlife.
Went to these people.
Yes. And then along with him, I think you might meet the two of them together. They're friends. The other one is more like an artist, could be a musician. They're very, what did you say the other day? Oh, you said something in a show that really kind of summed it up. Very artsy, very humanitarian-like.
Oh,
like,
you see, now that's what I'm looking for, is more of a humanitarian type person, you know, that thinks of others too, besides just me.
And these two men, I feel, are connected to some sort of group. It could be saving dogs, you know, it could be something like that. There was a lady I knew some years ago out here in Virginia Beach. We have a dog detective service where if your dog is missing, they will go full time to go looking for your dog.
It's like Ace Ventura.
It is, yeah. And then any money they collected went towards the operation. So they were volunteers. But that's what this man is, your King of Clubs. And I really think you'll hit it off with both of them, really, kind of as a, just a very nice platonic, let's get together, and it'll be part of this group. So, and then two others are here, but I think they're a couple of youngsters, like in their 50s. And they would be good to make you laugh, but I'm not seeing where they would actually develop into, you know. They're a little too young for you.
Oh, yeah.
But I think you've got a King of Clubs here, and let me take a quick look at everything else.
Yeah.
You know, you are in transition right now. And I'm just going to put this out here for the future. I feel, from looking at your cards, Nancy, I honestly feel that eventually you will be like in a committed relationship. We won't say marriage, you know, we'll just say a very nice committed relationship. And he isn't coming to you broke either, so he won't be wearing a barrel. This guy will have nice, you know, financial security.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Before you hang up, stand by for your angel card reading.
Okay. Thank you.
Teaching and learning, Archangel Zedekiel. Keep an open mind, learn new ideas, then teach these ideas to others.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it could go along with this meeting new people and stuff, new ideas.
So if you've been thinking about possibly joining some sort of humanitarian club or group, you're going to connect with some very nice people.
Or even if it's just an interest type group.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be real nice. And Nancy, I hope that you will call us again, because each reading builds on top of the other.
Yeah, we do many shows a week, and you're welcome to call every single one, just once per show.
Yeah, and we will, by the time that man arrives in your life, you'll know him the minute the two of you meet. So.
All right, well, good luck to you.
Yeah,
please call back
again. Take care.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's very nice to have you, Nancy.
Yep, have a good evening there.
Welcome to the family.
She's out west, so it's pretty young.
Yes, you're there.
All right, take care. We shall talk again.
Yes, bye-bye for now.
All right, we're going to move.
That's a great way to start the show.
It was pretty
because
cool.
Because now the energy is very positive.
Sure, that was a really good question for a first-time person. 908, going coast to coast, basically, going to Jersey, 908.
Hello, Jersey. To whom are we? Hello.
I'm sorry.
What's your name, please?
Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
I am a new caller.
Oh, another newbie.
Back-to-back new caller.
We love that.
We love it long time.
And we were on Blog Talk for several months, but we were on the wrong channel. And when we changed over to the spiritual one, whoa, lots of great people we've met.
We get them many calls.
So tell us a little bit of details about your situation and what you'd like us to, you know, ask the cards for reading for you.
Okay, beautiful. All right. The situation is that I'm working on a new project to help children. It's really an invention, new invention, and for specific children, autistic children.
Oh,
and I'm very, let's just say, both exciting, but lately the energies are a little different surrounding me. But what I'm really looking for right now, as far as hearing from your cards and spirit, is about the funding phase that I need now. So would you look into either a grant or some source of funding, or even a private person or a GoFundMe campaign? Where is the source of the, let's just say, the financial
good
coming
one.
From?
That's an awesome question. It really is. And God bless you for the work you do, because we need
Thank you.
Of that, way more of that. You know, if we're going to have big government with the Democrats, then they need to hand over some money for these programs that are so needed. Absolutely. So, and I didn't mean to get political there, but.
Shame on you.
No, yeah. I have all kinds of passions and interests, and political is one of them as well.
Well, that's good, because especially if you're going to go looking for money, you know, you've got to know what climate you're in. So here we go. Now, I'm going to lay out your cards. Jim will talk to you so we aren't sitting here with dead air.
Yep, I'll talk, period. First of all, I want to give an international shout-out to Laura from Canada. She's a regular viewer, just showed up, and she saw it too, and I blew the we had a scammer away. That was a weird scammer. That one was talking about, I'm like this great person spell casting. It was really bizarre, this one. It was really a bizarre
scammer.
It's
very uncouth for them to come into our show.
That was at least a little bit of an entertaining one. Yeah. So I only read like 1 second. I don't read the whole thing. It was a big paragraph. But,
Have you, Caroline, ventured out at all looking for money for your project yet?
Okay, I am right now. I'm looking for a grant in the government kind of search.
Sure. Is this more of a national effort, or is it pertaining to your state?
It's going to be pertaining. You know, I'm actually looking like into the community, so it will be for in totality, this will be. Well, when it comes to funding, it's a little different than the marketing side of things, but the funding, it wouldn't matter if it comes from the state, and it doesn't matter if it comes from, you know, the federal side. I'm fine with both.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a project that will surely mushroom as time goes on. You may start with just on the community level, but I see this quickly moving towards the national. And eventually, this can actually go, from what I see here, out to international levels.
You got to start somewhere. You start small.
Are you the person in charge? Are there other members in your group?
Just me. It's just me. And for now. You got it.
Right.
And then it'll be an enterprise. I'm just kidding.
No, I think it should be big.
Well, I mean, if things are successful, it should not be just you, eventually.
Right. And, you know, this is to help children, and I do believe with all my heart, I will also either with an advancement on this technology that I'm working on, or for women as well in the future, not only for children, but for women and for, you know, certain areas of beauty, and also for people that are elderly with Alzheimer's and what's the other one, you know, the memory thing?
Dementia.
So that's in the future.
Yeah, this is going to be a multifaceted project. And I just want to tell you right off the top, you're going to meet a lot of different personalities. Don't let anybody take over. This is your baby. You know, it's like this is your child. You don't want somebody coming in saying, okay, I'll take that baby. And you should just say thank you, but no, this is yours. Jim, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
People looking for the glory or whatever.
Yeah, some glory, or some actually have even worse intentions.
Yeah,
just shaving a little bit off of their own pocket, you know. You got to watch out. A lot of bad apples out there.
Okay, now we want to focus on funding here.
Yeah.
I see something really interesting here. First of all, I'm going to give you the news that I see that you are going to be speaking to several different groups. These are going to run the gamut from, like, say, the medical community to, see the picture, the vision, the insight, but I have to put words to it. I do see a lot of people. And, you know, it wouldn't hurt to get some other volunteer agencies behind you. Like, for instance, American Legion, VFW, and I've been with, my husband was military, and we were together 20 years, and I've been to many of these meetings that they hold. These people, they basically take flowers to the hospital for somebody, you know, amongst their membership who's in the hospital. They don't do that much, and I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody out there. I'm just saying this was my perception, that they aren't involved in something that could really be meaningful. And on the other hand, I see you, I don't know if this scare you, Caroline, but I'm seeing you marching up the steps to, like, Congress. Where you're actually going angry. And the more you go in firmly and determined, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To go in, they're going to listen to you. So you can't be all, you know, rainbows and unicorns. You want to go in like, hey, I need your attention to this.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to find all kinds of guys and women that have these huge estates. You know, they have all this money. And personally, I think it's going to flow in. And that's why you, with your good heart, with her baby, you need to stay in charge of everything until you're able to have somebody do accounting and that sort of thing.
Yes.
Well, Caroline, do you have a partner? Do you have a mate?
I just got a split from a 17-year relationship.
I see.
Last July, October, whatever.
Almost a year.
Asking because I see a huge opportunity coming for you to enter into, well, it's coming through with the marriage card, but, you know, marriage is kind of so institutionalized after all these years that it might just be a very great commitment shared, living together, that kind of thing. But you definitely have a new man coming into your life. Definitely.
Really?
Yes. And I like him. I do. So at this point in your life, it seems like you are meant to move to a new chapter. That one is going to close on the path.
Yeah.
But, oh, boy, you're going to become somebody very influential. I see the hand of God. The hand of God is on your shoulder, Caroline. It's right here.
And
he gave
you...
me the invention, by the way. He gave me the invention, and I was totally shocked.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, with that kind of support, hand of God on your shoulder, he's guiding you. How could you ever possibly fail?
Oh,
you can't.
Yes.
All right, let's give
you
an answer.
Deborah. You are a powerful woman. You're my
Thank
type
you.
Of woman.
Oh, boy, you're loving goosebumps, and I hope you will call us again.
And don't go yet. You have an angel card reading.
Yes, an angel.
Stand by. Angel card reading. Subject is passion. Archangel Hanael. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career.
Whoa, passion.
Wow, how perfect. Oh,
love
I
life
love
and
that.
Career.
Okay, now, and this goes to everybody, when you get a reading, your vibration has been raised. So this is an awesome time to send out all that manifesting to the universe, to God, and basically say, what it is you want for your life, what you are looking for, and watch it resonate. In fact, aren't we still in the Lionsgate? Think it was, yeah.
Yeah, it's we're on the down part of the window. The peak is gone, but it's still in the Lionsgate window, the portal.
So
all right.
Use it, and it's a
beautiful.
Pleasure to meet you, Caroline. I hope to speak with you again real soon.
Yeah,
I'm
call
so
back.
Happy to meet you. I will. I'm so happy. You made me so happy.
I'm glad. I think it was really a confirmation of what you already know. Okay.
Yes. Pardon. I didn't know about Congress. I didn't know about Congress, but I knew about other things.
Oh,
thank you.
You're going in there hot, and I think it'll even make the news. Some lady came in there, and she was yelling. And I think it'll be great. All right, honey, you take care.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye
I'm so happy and joyful. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you. Well, welcome. And we welcome you to call back.
Wow. Oh, that one did give me goosebumps.
All right. We got a lot of callers. We are over the hump, but we control the ending of the show, and we'll bump it up. We're not going to screw anybody.
Yes, we can extend.
We can extend, and we call it only on Mondays. We cannot, because that's the news for the soul. And
exactly.
They're booked. They have a tight schedule. So since we are over the hump, I'll remind everybody this halfway point disclaimer that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And on that note, we shall take our next caller who has been holding very patiently. Area code 773, which is in Illinois, 773.
Illinois, welcome to the show. I think we've spoken before, have we? Who's on the
we
line?
We might. I don't know. My name's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. I'm not sure either.
Well, there's been so many, but it seems to ring a bell for
well,
me.
It's from the Chicago.
Yeah.
I think she's around the Chicago area, and we've had a few around in that area code.
So if you have called before, it's been quite some time.
It's been quite some time, so you're like new again.
Yeah, so welcome to you. We're glad to have you with us.
Welcome in.
So, Elizabeth, tell us
Thank
a little
you.
Bit. Oh, you're so welcome. Tell us some details. About your situation,
well,
a question you'd like to
What you'd
ask.
Like to know about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I moved back to my hometown here in Chicago about 5 years ago, and I got in a horrible accident at work, and I've been off work for 5 years. I'm on disability now. I'm single. My lawsuit with the injury is about to be settled, so soon I'll be able to move forward with my life. I'm single and I would like to find somebody, but at the same time, I can't afford to buy a house here. I'm thinking of moving to Europe where I can buy a small house by the ocean.
Well,
I don't know. I just feel
all right. Well, is that what you'd like us to look at for
so
you?
A couple aspects of love life and the possibly relocating big time.
A lot of people are moving to Europe. I've been reading stories on the internet, plus people call in. And do you have a particular country in mind?
Yeah, Southwest France.
Oh, I don't know if you remember, Jim, but we had somebody else that called and wanted to move to France.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to lay out your cards now, and Jim will chat with you.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just curious, have you been to the southwest of France before?
No, but since I was 3 years old, I've just been crying that I want to move there, I want to go back home, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like my whole life is that's where I really wanted to go, and I think now is the time to make that jump.
Maybe you want to go take a little trip and visit it first.
Well, that's what they do recommend. You
in
visit.
Case it's not what dreams were made of. I'm just saying, you know, I a lot of people frequent places and then they really make up their mind and say, that's it. I love that place. I go there all the time. I want to live there. But
mm-hmm.
that's your call.
Mm-hmm.
That's your call. Maybe if it's in your heart so much that you already know you're going to be happy, then so be it.
Are you real sure that your disability funds are going to come through?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, the lawsuit is going to settlement soon.
Okay.
So
I only mention this because we have many regular callers who have been caught up in red tape.
This is a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that other woman had a
not
lawsuit
the disability
too.
Thing here.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is an actual lawsuit over the accident, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Over the
yes,
accident.
It's been almost 5 years. Yeah.
Well,
imagine that.
Thank God you survived.
Right to a speedy trial, United States style.
Ugh.
Right. Yeah. Speedy nothing.
Yeah. Thank goodness
yes,
you
exactly.
survived.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll all come to.
Yes. Now your cards
fruition.
Are saying that
go.
You should very likely consider taking a trip there. And maybe you have a friend or a companion that wouldn't mind going with you.
Let's go about the future.
You've
got to
go and
got to check out the digs.
Yeah, because just up and going, it looks like there could be some hardships for you.
Yeah,
where
and
if you go there and you talk to different agencies and
if you go all in, then
yeah.
you kind of almost are in big trouble trying to get back if you need to.
Well, that's true, you know.
But hey, some people just say screw it and go for it. All right, what do you got, Deb?
And now about, you were asking also about romance?
Love.
Love?
Yes, I've been single for 7 years.
Well, first of all, let's reframe that a little bit. You've been single, but wow, have you dodged many, many bullets in the,
yeah.
you know, at the same time. All kinds of losers.
And, you know, you should not define your life as a partner next to you. Your life is your life. There's... shouldn't be something that you feel like it's incomplete. It's supposed to complement the life you already have.
True.
It's not supposed to be like, oh, I'm not me until I have somebody. That's not really right in my mind.
Yeah, but it's so nice to share.
Oh,
your
no,
life.
No, it is. It is. But
yeah.
some people feel like my life sucks because I don't have a guy. It's like, well, you might have other parts of your life you got to fix first then.
You have somebody from your past, long time ago. There's a man here that would, and I don't know if you've heard from him, but he wants so badly to make contact with you. But I've got to tell you, he has not changed. He's still the same jerky guy that he was way
his
back
spots
then.
Spots are still there.
And revisiting that would only raise all kinds of frustrations for you. It would be
uh-huh.
a waste of time if you know who this is. You know,
uh-huh.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah, I just talked to him 2 days ago and said, no, I'm not going there again.
No, no, because he can dress this up, and he can do some nice, fancy tap dancing, but he's still the
yes.
same guy.
Yep, yep. He's a used
yes.
car salesman to sell you a lemon.
He's critical,
yes.
argumentative, petty. I mean, I see it. This guy's not your mate. And isn't that interesting that you just spoke to him a couple days ago? Wow.
Well, she's already on board
mm-hmm.
with a negative ghostwriter, so we like it.
Okay, you've got
mm-hmm.
two men now,
mm-hmm.
and I believe these are men in Europe. Okay, remember those Frenchmen. Happy
mm-hmm.
looking.
Yeah, watch out for those skunks that are trying to attack you.
Very amorous. Well, there is one here. Oh, my goodness. He is going to try and play you. I mean, if you were going to lower your guard to him, this guy's going to try and get you in a marriage, and he's going to cheat his ass off.
You have to watch because some of these people are familiar with Americans come rolling in, American women come rolling in. They
yeah.
know they're
yeah.
already like gaga over Frenchmen, so they are just taking advantage
yeah.
of the American tourists.
And this guy thinks he's really special. So just remember what I've said now, because he is going to intersect your path. And best is not, what's that phrase?
The winning move is not to play.
Don't play, because this guy's just mm-hmm. after what bank account you have.
Stay out of the game.
What mm-hmm. security you might have. But he is a rampant cheater. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. Oh, I like him. He's a man that you're going to share confidences with. Like starting out as friends, which I have found over all these years is the very best foundation there is.
Right, or right.
It is. You know, but these young people, they got that tickle in their shorts, and they think that's what they need is hot passion, and, you know, that's mm-hmm. for making. That's not for longevity. So this
right.
guy, and you know what, he's characterized as the king of diamonds. He's good, a good communicator. People that are diamonds know how to handle money. They know how to
mm-hmm.
make money. All right. The only flaw they might have is they're kind of like Leos of the zodiac, and yeah, they light up a room when they walk in.
Mm-hmm.
But they can be a little bit materialistic. Where you are a queen of hearts, you're gonna just tie him up in knots with how sweet and loving you are, that he will forget about, you know, wanting to have a mansion filled with, you know, expensive antiques, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to tell you, yes, I do see a life for you there. And this man is definitely a soulmate for you. And, mm-hmm. oh, I can't wait to hear from you in the future when you say, guess what, I've met him.
Yeah, you should. We do a lot of shows, and you can call back any single time you want. You can call back every single show, and some people do.
And you can call back from France. Now, and here's the thing. Before he reads you your angel card,
yeah, I gotta do it.
You're going to do some kind of little business endeavor over there. And likely,
I already
right
am.
Now,
yes,
oh, you
yes,
are?
Yes. Yes.
Can you tell us about it?
Yes. Well, I started a business because I was on disability and I can't work all day. I can only work like 2 or 3 hours a day. And
sure.
I go to antique places and I buy old antiques and I get free stuff at garage sales and I repaint the furniture and French Provincial and decor. And so I'm looking to get my decor license in France for decoration business because all of the old chateaus and buildings hire decorators to come in and decorate.
Oh, honey, you're going to make a killing. You know,
yeah.
I'll tell you. The money, I see the abundance. It looks like a big waterfall. So it's fantastic. You're definitely
yeah.
on the right path for the future. And you're going to have a fantastic man to share it with. So
awesome.
Good for you. Great cards. Please call us again. We'd love to
I
see
will.
You. Oh, we're not done yet. I'm sorry, Angel.
I'm just here for looks is all I'm here for.
And you do look so.
Your angel card reading subject is gentleness. Archangel Sandalphon, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Very good.
Aww.
And no cheaters, liars, all of them.
Yeah, watch out for
yeah.
little
no.
bad apples.
Oh, you'll know. I can tell that you're highly intuitive yourself. You will spot him a mile away. So,
oh, awesome. I just don't think he's where I'm living right now. I just have a feeling.
No. Mm-mm. He's over there.
Over there.
Yay.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Darling, call us again.
We got to rock. We got to rock hard.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, these people tonight have great cards. Great cards.
All right. We're going to go right to business here. I recognize this area code because it's in our own Commonwealth of Virginia.
Really?
Yeah, it's up Northern Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Hi, what's your first name,
or is
please?
It welcome back?
Hello.
Nikki?
Hi. What was your name?
Hello.
Hi.
Nikki?
Nikki.
Well, welcome. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well, very nice to meet you, Nikki.
Everyone has been so far.
I know, it's
but
amazing.
I think that trend is going to end soon.
Well, we would love to know, where are you in Virginia?
Northern Virginia.
Yeah, is that like?
Like, you know, northern, where you get
yeah.
toward the D.C. metropolitan area. area?
What? Which,
Springfield
what?
Area.
Oh, Springfield
703,
area?
703 area.
Beautiful country up there. Yeah. We're down in Virginia Beach.
Oh, awesome. I've been there before.
Yeah, well, I came here and couldn't leave. So tell us, hon, what is your situation? Give us a few details, and then tell us what your question is.
I moved to this area a while ago, and I've been single since I've been in this area for the last 20 years.
Wow.
So at this point, I'm looking to see what does my love life look like in the year to come.
Okay, that's a good question. Tell me, if you had a magic wand, what would you make happen in your love life in the coming year?
I would meet a great man that I could marry.
Ooh, nice and simple.
That is, she has her goals are right to the point, which is good.
Now, have you met any men over the years?
I have, but it just hasn't worked out.
Okay, well, they weren't the right ones, exactly.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of fish in the sea. Lots and lots of fishies.
Yeah, but remember, okay, we are home to the largest naval base in the world down here, and there's a very well-known saying that there are many fish in the sea, but very few dolphins. So you're looking for a dolphin. And let me see if I can find one for you in your cart.
And for those people that like to be super critical, yes, we understand that the dolphins we speak of are mammals. But they're swimming out there with the fish, you know. So we get those people say, well, you know a dolphin's a mammal. It's like, yeah, we do know that they're butt sniffer. But, you know, it's a show. We're talking, you know, a lot of metaphors here. Don't get all scientific on it.
There's a lot of sharks out there, too.
There's whales. Whales are mammals, too. I mean, we're just saying, you know, come on. Come on. They're trying to bite into the
right.
The
somebody
stain.
From the UK got in
the
stain.
The spirit of the stain is what we're talking about. Yeah. And you know what?
What?
There is also the dolphin fish that's out there. That's
is there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that mahi?
Yeah, mahi-mahi. Very tasty. Mm-hmm. Which is not the dolphin people think you're eating flipper. It's not flipper. Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we got here. All right. Well, you do have nice cards, though. You are very, your mind, you have a wonderful mind. You're very sharp and highly intelligent, I think. And you've been very smart not to just grab at some guy.
Yeah, you're going to get a loser.
They can be such a pain in the butt to try and get rid of, you know. You do, though, really want to get a future going. With marriage and having a family? Is that involved too, Nikki, like children?
Yes, that's the goal, but I'm not sure.
Well, your life is shifting in that direction.
Yeah, one step at a time. She wants to take
calling
the first step.
Up, yep. This is a confirmation for you that, first of all, you're not going to spend the rest of your life alone. And you've got so many wonderful gifts and talents. There's very little that you couldn't do. I see that you could be a fabulous homemaker and mother, but you can also go out and hold your own out there in the business world. So the man that gets you is really getting a prize. Let's see what I've got for you. Well, actually, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 men here. Let's see which one is the right one. Now, for you, the same thing. Oh, actually, 5, 6. Six guys here. Wow, you got them. Figuratively speaking, they're like planes, circling Chicago Airport, Newark, something like that.
Dulles.
Yeah, with all, yeah. That means
Reagan.
Potential. You have great potential. And you could pick from any one of these. But the one I see for you is right here. Jack of Diamonds. Yeah, that's like the other lady who called. This one's a good money manager, too. That means they're very good at controlling money as far as not running out and going to buy a motorcycle or, you know what I mean, wasting family money. He'd be very good, but not cheap. You know, he isn't going to squeak because he's so tight.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't like squeakers.
And I feel the two of you could very easily work in the same type of business. You know, they're kind of in the same lane.
Okay.
So, yes, I feel that you will be involved with this man within this coming year. And I wouldn't be surprised if you call back to say the two of you are making wedding plans. This is kind of a whirlwind romance. When you meet the right one, the very right one, you go fast. And for you, under sure to come true, which our regulars know, is my favorite designation in the layout. Nothing but happiness, success. You are very good at picking your friends. I mean, you got a lot on the ball there, hon. You really do. So you watch and see. Don't you go hunt this guy down. He's going to find you. And he's going to come in his own way and time. But that's when the best things do come to us. So please call us again. We can keep looking into your cards, and there will be more clarity. And here's your angel card.
Yeah, stand by for your angel card reading before we say goodbye. Subject is life review. Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
Yeah, especially now while you got this time.
Yeah, and that, you know, she's a new caller, so that would resonate more to her than necessarily to us because we don't know a lot about her background and stuff.
And remember, he's in the process of getting ready for you as you are doing the same for him. So I like it.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear that you are going to be a beautiful bride. All right.
Thank you.
Please call again.
Yep, we want to hear from you again. And take care.
All right.
A great weekend coming up.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So talk again. All right, let's just keep rolling. I did extend the show because we have people that have been holding before the show started. So basically 60 minutes.
And imagine that.
Yep.
But
so here we go.
People say they just enjoy listening too.
They do, but they're not holding for giggles.
Yeah.
They can listen to blog talk and not
on
their phone. But anyway, here we go. Let's just march on. 423 Tennessee, 423. Welcome to the show.
Tennessee. To whom are we speaking?
Hi guys, it's Luna.
Hello, Luna.
Luna's been holding and she was in here early. So
how's your son doing?
Yeah, how's everything going?
He's doing okay. The croup's getting him kind of bad right now, but you know, he's home in there.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. I had the croup when I was a youngster too.
He'll be kind of a strong lad.
Yeah, he's got a lot going for him in health wise. He's gonna be a strapping young lad.
Yeah, he seems to be a little. He has a physical strength inside for healing.
Yeah. So tell us, what brings you to the show this evening?
Well, I wanted to do like a marriage question because here recently I've just felt like I've mentally checked out of our marriage, even though we're trying to work things out, but I just feel like I've checked out mentally because he's more focused on his dad's estate and himself more than he is, you know, my feelings and, you know, us trying to get into marriage counseling. So my question is what do the cards show for us?
Okay, good.
Good question. That's a good question.
And I'll tell you, men become obsessed at times with the problem.
Well,
you
get to a certain point where you get pissed off and you want to fight to the death on this problem.
It becomes all-consuming, which isn't a good thing.
It can be bad for everything around you. Your entire rest of your life could deteriorate. It could be if you get too overwhelmed and obsessed.
Yeah, he's got to keep everything, like you said, in balance.
But that's always the trick in life, balance. You know, it sounds easy. It's one word, balance. But, it's not easy to pull that crap off, you know.
Yeah, for sure. But, Luna, you're right. He needs to remember that there you are.
Yeah.
And you know, you need attention and affection and all the rest of it. How long have you guys been together?
Together, like we've been together 6 years, been married 5.
Okay.
That's a decent amount of time.
It is.
That's not a brand spanking new thing.
And in today's world, that's kind of a big, honey, I got to tell you, there's so much love here. There is really a lot of love. He's like heartsick over this estate. And I worry looking at this because he could be making himself really getting ill, like with stress disease.
Absolutely,
or,
yeah.
You know, he could get an ulcer from
quite common, or just other cardio problems from that stress.
Now, you have to look at things from your point of view. What happens if this whole case crashes and burns? Is he going to fall flat on his face and be, you know, inconsolable? Are you going, do you feel like if the case doesn't come to fruition, that the two of you are going to be able to, you know, pull things together? I'm just asking you because I kind of want to know where you are.
What you believe.
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried to tell him, like, I've tried to prepare him, like, hey, you know, it may not go your way and you may not get the property. And, you know, I'm sorry about that, but you need to prepare for that just in case. Like, hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Absolutely.
And he's like, but he's so set on getting this property that he doesn't want to think about that. But I've told my friends, like, I'm worried that, you know, if he doesn't get that property and he loses, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. I always say that you should plan for the worst and hope for the best.
I have a question way off in left field for you, Luna.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a baby here. And, there's
no,
a baby.
No, I'm not pregnant.
No, but I think you could be in, the three clubs there, and you know that.
Not like right this second.
No, but I mean down the road, three months from now.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Now, remember, you hold a lot of power over your own life's path. Now, if this is not something, and it looks like a little girl, because I see your son, and there's a little girl there. But if this is not something that you want to entertain at this point in your lives, then you're going to have to take steps.
Yes.
To,
yeah.
Just like, like Grandma said. Keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus.
Probably didn't necessarily have to follow that advice.
No, but that was what she'd say.
Yeah.
But make sure that you don't.
How many kids did Grandma have?
Grandma had two.
Well, at least twice she didn't follow her own advice.
That's right.
Bada bing, bada bing.
Get her mind on something else.
Yep. Schnitzelgruben.
But if I want to tell you, though, if this comes to pass, that little girl is going to bring tremendous joy into your little family. So, but it could be a rough time for you having, you know, a child when you haven't planned for it.
Yeah, but, you know what? Isn't that very common?
And think of that Hebrew saying, man plans and God laughs. All five of my sons were birth control failures. My son was
a surprise because I was told at a young age I was going to be infertile because of PCOS. Well, because of that, I didn't use any kind of birth control. I thought, well, I can do whatever I want.
Yep.
Nope, I popped up pregnant.
You know, I had very long time ago, I had a best friend, and she did not become pregnant till she was 32 years old. And ever since she was 16, doctors had told her she could not conceive. And yet at any time, she could have conceived. So, yeah. So, well, bear that in mind that I am seeing a little girl spirit around you. And what do you say about the pregnancy predictions, Jim?
Oh, yeah, she's pretty good at that. Yeah, she's. It's too late to keep stats after 30 some years, but
yeah.
I would say that's her.
Well,
most
it makes me wonder
thing.
Though. I miscarried back in 2016, and they were supposed. I was miscarried twins, and they were supposed to be girls.
Oh.
So it makes
me
wonder.
These aren't from the past. These are not from the past.
There was something wrong, pertaining to the twins, and it could have been on a DNA level. Is what I'm feeling. And they went back to the place where, you know, my kids called it baby land.
The well of souls.
Yeah, they went back. But there, you know, this would be a new one. And I've even given readings to women who have told me, oh, honey, that's nice that you say I'm going to have a baby. But my tubes are tied in double knots. And later they hunted me down. One in particular said, here's my love child that you said I was going to have. And she did. So I'm just saying now, think, you know, what comes from God is of God. So
yes.
We'll see what the angels have to say for you right now.
Right now, angel card time. You know what to do, Archangel Uriel. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
Okay.
Well, you have to apply that to things going on in your life right now. And it might be things that you didn't reveal to us. So.
Right. So you don't have to tell us everything.
You don't have to tell us anything. You might say, oh, I know what that is. And you don't have to let the world know. That's between you, yourself.
Yep, exactly.
And thank you for being super duper incredibly patient. And
yeah,
waiting.
Thank you, Luna. And please have a great weekend if we don't hear from you again. But we will be here, folks, tomorrow night and Saturday
night.
Yes,
Fridays are for sure.
Okay.
Well, Luna, I might be on tomorrow because I'm taking tomorrow off. It's just been a long week. You know, we had to go out of town for my grandma.
Yep.
You know, she fell on the steps. She broke her leg in three places, had to have surgery, and... Now she's got to go to rehab for at least 3 months, and she's not looking forward to that.
Poor grandma.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, Wyatt getting sick. So I'll try to be on tomorrow night.
All right, honey. That'll
be
terrific.
We'll be here for sure.
Yeah. Take care now.
All right. Well, thank you all.
Well,
take care, and we'll talk again, Betty.
Yes, we will.
All right, folks that are holding and saying, oh, my God. Don't sweat it. We extended the show. No, I can't say that we're going to get every single human on hold.
We're going to do our best.
We're going to do our best, especially some of the ones that are still on hold have been on hold for a very long time.
Yeah, we're going to do our best here.
Yeah,
we can try.
All right, let's just get to it or we'll never get to it.
All
right. Right? We'll take the next caller, 520. I believe that's in Arizona. 520, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi.
What's your first name, please?
Oh, thank you. My name is Lisa. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I did call the other day, and you had seen some positive stuff happening, and it's true, positive stuff did happen, and I was consulting with a professional, and I'm just wondering if any good news is going to be coming toward me, and that's regarding finances.
Okay, boy, isn't that a big issue with just about everybody these days?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, imagine that, huh? Shocking, utterly shocking.
Good news with finances. Is this the result of, say,
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what the last conversation we had was.
Yeah, you might need to refresh.
No, I know.
Okay.
I know you have a lot of people calling.
We do, and our brains are getting smaller.
Is this about, say, a case or a disability or?
Oh, God, no. No.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just I have to continue working on a project, and I'm just wondering if you see any money coming to me from that.
All right, that makes sense.
That is a good thing, yep. When was the last time you called?
A couple of days ago, wasn't it?
It was recent, wasn't it?
No, it was, it wasn't last week. I think it was maybe the week before.
So it's been
a couple weeks. Yeah.
We don't get a lot of Arizona callers, so that it did stand out to me from that state. All right, Deb, the cards are down. What do you got?
Absolutely is my answer. Oh, yes, you can get ready to pop the cork on that champagne bottle. There is money coming to that project.
Dinero.
And you are really going to be, wanting to celebrate.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
It's going to come through for you. And it looks very, very good.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So take that.
Thank you.
That insight. And with your vibration raised, just manifest it like crazy.
Yeah, and if you have any moments of encouragement, which all you're going to get, you can try to remember this reading and say, yeah, you know, I just got to keep on.
Absolutely. It is coming. All right. And I am really happy for you. Very. And he's going to give you music.
Yep,
maestro.
I am going to. Well, I was stand by for your angel card reading. And you'll have to apply this. So
All right.
What brilliant idea is the subject, Archangel Uriel? Yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition. So it's got to be this. right along with the project and funding and all
that. I agree.
Stuff, yeah.
So that looks real good for you.
Sounds like the cards are in your favor at this point.
Yep, it sure does.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you for being a patient
please
holder.
Call us again. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you
take
so much.
Sure. All right. And we're going to keep on.
All right. There
Let's
we
see
go.
Who next on our list. Next on our list.
We're getting there. A couple of drops.
Well, yeah, we have a drop too.
Yeah.
Next on our list is area code 307, which is in Wyoming. A lot of West.
Wyoming.
Yep. A lot of people out there. That's the Cowboys.
Okay. Who's on the line with us?
My name is Alyssa, and I am from Wyoming.
Yay. And are you new to the show?
Thank you. Yes, I am new, I mean. Yep.
Yeah. We welcome you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for being patiently
holding. Thank you very much.
Well, now we're excited to find out a few details about your situation.
Sure. What do you want to know? Give us some background.
Yeah. Okay. So the past 6 months have not been going too smoothly for me. And in my love life, in just my whole life in general, work, everything, it's kind of just been like I've never really had this much bad luck in a time period in my whole life. So
okay.
I just want to know if things like in general are going to get better.
That's a very good question. Sometimes, you know, people say when it rains, it pours and you get sick of being rained on, you know, like, well, this is one thing after another. You're like, come on, I got to get out of this bad luck, you know? Yeah, I totally feel for you. I think a lot of people out there understand that in that groove of a groove you don't want to be in.
Well, I
know?
Would prefer we don't think of it as bad luck. We should instead think of it as tests of your fortitude. My dear.
But you still ain't got to like it.
No, you don't have to like it. But
no.
And an analogy that I like to use, if that's the correct word, is, you know, in archery, you hold the bow and the arrow you draw back so that when you let it go, it's going to achieve, is that velocity?
Well, it's going to achieve lots of things. Momentum, it has
going forward.
You want to get into physics here, good Lord. I mean, you just took potential energy and convert it to kinetic energy if you really want to get scientifically
there you go.
Out of control here. But anyway.
But you have to have that backward motion or that arrow's not going anywhere. It's going to go bada boom on the ground.
True that.
Yeah.
So I do feel, and I've seen this in my own son's life, when something really abundant was coming for them, they would, it was like they were going through tests. And
I felt that same thing. Maybe this is all happening because something greater is coming along and it's just change. And I'm unfamiliar with the change, you know, so much drastic change in a time
it
period.
It is. You do have very big things coming for you. One of them is you need to be expectant. There's money coming, more money. That will be very good. I mean, I don't know anybody that would say, I don't need any more money.
I have never had bad money.
Oh, I do. Definitely need money.
We all really right
no
now.
Such thing as too much.
That's true. There is not. And certain things in your life are going to change because I feel that you are achieving a higher consciousness for yourself.
In that
evolution, people are going to, you're going to notice they've dropped out of your life. It's part of the shift. And there will be new people, you know, to replace them. But sometimes it can hurt. You start wondering, you know, why did this friend suddenly ghost me? Well, it's all part of the process. And just try and reframe everything instead of thinking, I'm having all this trouble. You project that out to the universe, it's going to look down on you and say, well, seems to me that you like misery. So here, let's have more. Okay.
No, so, I don't want that.
I really feel you wanted to know if things are getting better.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We're in August, September, October. I think you're going to start the new year on a really good foot. Okay.
Great.
It's not that far away.
And there's a promotion of some sort coming to you in terms of your work. What do you do?
Oh, good.
I have my own business, and I do, like, just residential cleaning, but I have been wanting to just, you know, like, expand it and so I can make more money and stuff. And so I've been thinking of ways to do that.
Oh, excellent. The first thing that came to me was, like, event prepping or cleaning after the farm, stuff like that, party planning. I mean, you can really have facets to your, you're going to be fun, and I'm glad you called. Watch and see. January is going to be the start of some big things. Here is your angel card.
Stand by for your angel card reading. Hello from heaven, Archangel Azrael. Your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings. So don't, they're telling you it's all going to work out.
Plus your angels, they're guiding you.
Yeah, it's life is full of adversity.
Yes, I believe that.
It's how you deal with adversity. Everybody's going to come across it.
And I hope
that's
you call us again.
Definitely call us again.
There's definitely going to be an expansion in your work. Like, I saw it as a promotion, but I think it's really going to be you promoting your business.
That's what you want to do. Call us again. We do several shows.
Okay.
You're welcome
to
call each and every show.
Thank you, hon.
Okay. Have a good night.
Yep, you too.
Okie dokie. Yeah. Let's go to our next caller.
We've had awesome people tonight.
We usually do too. But okay, area code 267, which is in Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. 267.
Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Hi, thanks. It's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi Jessica. And we've talked to you before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognize the area code.
No, that's right.
Okay, well, what you got cooking?
Yeah.
Just wondering what's coming up as far as, like, work situation, because I'm just kind of tired of trying to, like, fix these things. I don't know if I'm, like, really making any progress, but yet, like, I don't want to stay where I'm currently working for much longer.
Okay, so you want something that, you know, is more, I'm trying to think of a word, like, more interesting for you to do,
more fulfilling, more rewarding.
More fulfilling and pays a lot more money.
That money thing is always good, too. It's nice if you can have both, the money and the fulfilling. Sometimes it doesn't work that way, and a lot of times some people can roll with that their whole lives, but a lot of people just can't deal with that, you know.
Well, can you tell us what you do, if you don't mind telling us?
I just work at a supermarket. I just took, like, the first job that I got because I needed to start bringing in money right away.
Nothing wrong with that. Temporary.
I've already been there, I think, for 3 weeks or a month. It's already, like, I was ready to move to some other place, but nothing has come through yet.
Well, but in the big picture of life, just a few months is still temporary.
I've got to ask you, are you living in a big metropolitan area, or are you kind of out in the wilderness?
Well, I'm in a busy city area. I want to move back to the rural area.
Okay.
But I would work here in the city area. Yeah.
And so in the perfect world, you would live in a rural area and just commute.
Well, you're definitely going to have to switch jobs.
The one you've got now
is dead end.
It's just temporary.
Yeah,
don't get upset.
But the holiday season is coming, and they think, as opposed to last year, this one's going to be raging, like on fire.
Super.
Yeah, and it's so if you can possibly, as they start, usually it's in October, maybe late September, when they start adding to their sales staff or their, I mean, they have a lot of needs in retail. What happens is when
you want to do retail again, it's like the absolute worst. And I'm trained at a higher level, too. It's like I don't like these jobs. They're crappy.
And what you do is you're looking something more administrative, you know. Your cards say you're going to find it. And I don't know when's a better time. And maybe there isn't a better time. Every place is hurting, you know.
Yeah, she's just I'm sure she's looking, and just don't despair. It's, I know you're worried because you probably wanted it to happen a lot faster, but, you know, it's the old, you got to be a little patient.
Have
right?
you tried the online job finding services that are free, like ZipRecruiter?
Yeah, I tried a bunch of that. I mean, basically, I want to, like, stop trying, you know? Like, I really just want to just go about my merry way and then find a job somehow that it comes to me. Like, it's just so much effort all the time. It's sort of like I want to, I guess, be given permission to be like, yeah, just hang out and that job will come. Because I've had situations like in the past, I don't know why there's like a little bit of fear of going back to that, but I've had situations in the past that I've just like lived my life and like things have just come to me.
Well, then I think you need to have faith that it will do that again. You're like me. I've always had something pop up when I least expected it, when things were terrible, then there'd be, ta-da, this wonderful life-saving opportunity that would come along. So I have nothing but faith looking at your cards that you are going to find yourself a nice, sweet spot. And just stay open. You know, a lot of times you can interview for one job and they'll offer you a different one because you're sharp. You've got a lot on the ball. So, you know, you could end up, I feel the way you're going to end up is being a department manager or something, even possibly on a district level. So just stay open to opportunity. It's coming to you.
Patience, that ugly,
we
the P hate word.
That word.
The P word.
God, it's the worst word.
Yeah, I hate that word, yeah.
And you know what? Show in your heart gratitude for the crappy job you got right now.
Take the positive out of the negative.
It's
yeah.
absolutely, well, I forgot what I was going to say.
You got employment, you got income that you can count
on. That's right.
It's not fulfilling.
Well, do you think that that job is like at jeopardy at all? Or do you think it's just me being
no.
paranoid because I know that like yeah. I should be doing a lot better, like higher level. Like is
no,
is
I think your job is just fine. I saw nothing to indicate, or I would tell you that you definitely
okay.
need to get looking.
Yeah, you just sound very antsy and impatient. So
well,
you
got a lot
yeah.
of ambition.
Yeah, you like you don't like to be patient. You want to get the show on the road.
Yeah,
and you know,
and it is ambition. Like I'm just like ready to go do and this and that. You know, I'm really excited about things, so I want that.
Bring that enthusiasm to your job interviews and see what happens. I mean, I really feel you're going to call us very soon and say, guess what? It fell in my lap. You know, and a lot of jobs will say, we'll train the right person. I would hire you in a heartbeat, even if I had to get you trained, because you know how she comes across? As loyal, as effervescent, like you have a lot of enthusiasm. You know, you've got a lot of quality.
That word to me too. Oh, that's interesting. I haven't looked up that word before, and that's you're the second person who. Yes, that's the whole thing. That's why I get like all cranky because I'm like I have all these abilities and I want to be using them instead of stocking shelves.
Well, open yourself up. Potential for you is huge. And call us again so we can find more clarity for
Stand
you.
Stand by for
okay.
Angel Ford reading before
right.
we hang up.
Here we go.
The subject is breathe. Archangel Raphael, take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
and
perfect.
Then keep
yeah.
calling. You can keep calling every single show. You know the routine. Yeah, keep on.
And you're going to become a pet project to me because when I read cards for people, even though I don't know any of you, personally, I feel invested, and I want to see you win. I want to see you, you know, land on top here. So, yes, please call us again.
Call back again. Thank you so
yep.
much, and we're going to keep on.
All right, hon. Talk to you soon.
All right. I believe this shall be our caller taking
and
us to the end.
That should be the end because
yep,
I am getting.
It is. 347 up in New York.
Hi,
347.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. It's Tamika.
Hi, Tamika.
Welcome back.
Yes. What's new for you?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys really quickly. Frank contacted me again today. He texted me and just wanted you guys to look into that to see what that was about still.
Now, Frank is the guy you worked with, right?
Right. Frank is the one I was most recently involved with, but him and Aris have the same birth date.
Okay. All right. Does he want to go out with you?
He's been texting like 30 messages because I had stopped talking to him in 2019 because I had really strong feelings for him while we were seeing each other, and I felt like he didn't take me seriously and he only wanted one thing. He's been texting me ever since that year, and I just haven't answered him because I want him to say something substantial, and he hasn't.
Well, I think he's realized he's not getting that one thing.
Well, let's see what the cards.
Not the way he was hoping.
Let's see what the cards have to say.
And I'm glad.
Because I remember talking about this.
But I do remember in your very first reading, I remember telling you that I saw you living with a male roommate. And you know, if you look at this, now he's in Pennsylvania. Where are you? New York?
He's in New York.
And you're going to move to Florida with family. Now, is Frank in New York?
Yeah. He doesn't even know I'm moving. He doesn't know anything about what happened with me for the last.
He hasn't gone open that door.
I don't think he has a need to know.
Right.
Myself.
So.
But is he a prospect as a potential? See, I'm trying to find an exit for you from this whole situation with your family. Would he possibly be a roommate type for you where you wouldn't have to go? I guess you have to think about that.
Well, I just wasn't sure if you were stating what you're looking for.
Are you with us?
She's here.
Yeah, I don't know because I was in love with him. Like when we were seeing each other, I really wanted a lot for us, and he like never let me into his life. He kept a lot of secrets, I feel like. I don't even know if he was still involved with someone when we were seeing each other. I don't know if he's involved with someone now. Last night, I think you guys had said that you saw him being involved with someone, which hurt too, but... I don't know if that's the case or not, but
Tamika, you got to figure out which side of the street you're standing on. Now, if you are having feelings of being hurt that he may have a girlfriend, that sounds to me like you're still in love with him. Are you?
Yeah, that's why I'm not answering because I felt like he doesn't care about me as deeply as I care about him. That's why I stopped it.
I don't think that's true. I think the guy has realized. He has big feelings for you. So maybe it's time for you and Frank to, go out a little bit, to be alone and talk. Why don't you
talk? He doesn't ask me out. He doesn't say anything like a man in the text messages. He just sends like emojis or something flirty. He doesn't talk. He doesn't say anything.
How about if you be an independent, forthright woman, and you say, hey there, Frank, want to go out and, have a beer or whatever, a cup of coffee? Just throw it out there and see what happens. Because I see you, and I'm concerned about you, Tamika, because your life is coming through to you as being really dark. And I don't like that. I feel like it could cause you to become very weak in spirit and even... like we were talking about some other people tonight, sick, things are not the best for you right now, but are they going to get better? And I really feel when that comes, I can see you for the reasons that most people listening don't know, but I see you saying, mom, sister, sayonara, and you're going to be out in the world living your life.
Sure, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, and putting all that trauma and those wounds behind you.
Just got to do some things you don't want to do temporarily, but that's why they call the word temporarily.
It is temporary.
Yeah.
But you don't need to suffer at their hands anymore.
No.
Nope,
just, you know.
Got a beautiful life ahead of her. It's merely getting from point A to point Z. What, you don't have it?
I timed out after a certain amount of time.
Well, we're going to give you an angel card now because I have an 8:30 meeting.
We've gone 20, plus minutes past the regular show.
But we'll be here tomorrow.
She knows. She knows where to find us, and that goes for anybody else and anybody that's on hold that just got in late.
Yeah.
We apologize, but eventually we have to end or we'll be here like, doing some kind of marathon.
Come
like a
early.
Jerry Lewis telethon or something.
People start lining up at 15 minutes to the hour.
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah. We
got people that were on hold almost, they held for like an hour. Some of them.
And we're really sorry about that.
But we also started with seven people on hold, so don't get that freaky out. Anyway, all right, prioritize is the subject of your angel card reading. Archangel Metatron.
Ooh, that's a big dog.
Transformer.
Yeah.
All right, focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get you organized and motivated.
There you go. Tamika, just a little homework for you. Read up on Angel Metatron, Archangel.
Archangel, of course.
Yeah.
Not just an angel, by the way.
That is like the angel of all angels up there with Michael.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, there's different. Michael's like a warrior type.
Yeah.
Always seen with a sword.
Well,
all right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Remember, tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, we will be back with the Psychic Love Doctor show. And you are all welcome to call again. You can only do one call a day, though. You know, we have to let the other
have
a chance.
Yeah, but you can call every single show.
That's right.